July 20th, 2005, item number 65. Today's guest is CeCe Chapman from the Accident Hash Podcast.
Podcast411.com. Listen different.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Rob, and this is the Podcast 411 Podcast. Before we get into the interview with CeCe, a couple quick news and notes. First, on a technical side, when I was recording this interview, I had something which could have been very tragic happen. The battery in my iRiver, my IFP 899, died. One thing about the iRiver, the 790 series and the 890 series, they are battery only operated. You really need to make sure you look at what the battery level indicator is before you start a podcast interview or a recording of any sort. I was lucky. In this case, I think I caught it within 2 or 3 minutes after it died and it started flashing and the recording had stopped. But again, make sure you check your battery life. Don't get blindsided by that. The IFP is a great device, a great recording device. Just biggest drawback is that it's one AA battery powered only. Second, I wanted to mention that I did update the t-shirts on the website. It now says Indie Podcaster to celebrate all us indie podcasters compared to those big media podcasters. So if you want to support Podcast 411, click on the Podcast 411 t-shirt button and it takes you to Cafe Press and you can buy a t-shirt. It's $11 for the shirt. I get a whole $2. Woohoo! And considering I've sold 4 shirts, wow, I can almost go out and buy a CD off of iTunes now. That's as close as you're ever going to get to an advertisement on this site or on this podcast. I got some email feedback. People wanted me to introduce the guest before I got into the interview, just to give a little bit of a background before we got into the interview so they knew something more about the person. And today's guest is CeCe Chapman, who is the host of the Accident Hash Podcast, which is a music podcast. He's also part of the Pod Show Network, and he is the music overlord for the Pod Safe music website for Pod Show. In addition, he was our third guest in our fourth show on January 15th. So if you want to go back in the Wayback Machine and hear how bad I was and why I always tell people not to promote the first 5 shows, this is a perfect example of why you don't promote early shows. If you want a good laugh, the audio quality is extremely different than what you hear today. And talking of today, why don't we go ahead and get into this interview now with a better sound quality with CeCe Chapman. Here we go. Well, CeCe, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
And I say welcome back because you were the third person I interviewed way back in early January, which seems so freaking long ago.
No kidding. I mean, it's funny because I remember when we did the last interview, I was still doing Reality Bitch Slap Radio, but I was just starting up Accident Hash because I started that January 10th was my first podcast. So it was right around that time. So a lot's changed since then.
January 15th is when the show that we did aired, but we actually did the interview on like January 5th or January 6th.
Wow.
It's amazing. Like we were saying before we started this, that the first 5 people that came on are still podcasting, and they're all what I would consider names that people in the podcasting community now know. Yourself, Chris Rockwell, Tim Henson from Distorted View, Ann Bromley from Eat Feed, and Steve Webb from Lifespring. And it's great to see that you're all still podcasting.
Oh, it's great. It's really cool. I mean, you came on the scene. We're going after, you know, anybody who wanted exposure, which was great. And I had to get involved. That was fun.
Well, it was great because I sent out 7 emails the first day to get people on. I got 6 responses and 5 of those people came on. The 6th one who I never could connect with was Chris Perillo. And we're going to get Chris on here soon.
That'd be cool. He'd be a fun interview. Did you have fun at Gnome Dex? It sounded like a great time.
I had a blast. It was really great to meet people, put, you know, faces with names and or faces with voices, even more importantly, and just to talk to people and see how the community, what people were feeling when you got in a social environment. So one night, Todd from Geek News Central, Andrew McCaskey from Slashdot Review, John from The M Show, and myself, we went out to dinner. I mean, it was just fun to talk about podcasting.
John's a great guy. I mean, he's here in Boston, and we've hooked up, and he's a great guy.
Yeah, he said you guys have gotten together, and I love his show, so...
It's a great show. It's just the right length and it's full of good content. Yeah, John's a good guy. We're hooking up this Thursday at Harvard. I'm speaking at Harvard talking about podcasting and Pod Show and what we're doing and whatnot. So it should be a lot of fun.
Well, that was one of my notes here. You had mentioned that in your show that you had the Harvard speech coming up. So what are you going to be talking about? Podcasting in general? Who's the audience you're going to be talking to?
I feel kind of bad because they're probably going to hear this and yell at me. It's the Berkman Center Group. I know Dave Weiner spoke there this past Thursday. And every Thursday, they're mainly, I think it got started in the blogging community because I had first heard about them when I was blogging. Well, I still blog. They invited me months ago and said, hey, you know, you're a local podcaster. You're doing all this cool stuff. Would you like to come? And I said, sure. And I mentioned that, you know, Wood Pod Show and the Music Network coming at some point. And they said, come on in July. We got an open date. So I'm going and, it should be a good time. I'm looking forward to it. I'm not sure. I'll be honest. I'm not sure what the context of it is, like how formal or how big it is. So I'm kind of going in and just sort of going to kind of wing it and do a Q&A, you know, kind of walk in and say, okay, what do you guys want to know? You know, because I don't want to just talk to a bunch of people and just say the same things over and over again that they already know. I'd rather, you know, find out what they're looking for answers and go from there. It's the Berkman blog. That's what it is. And it's me and Andrew Grummet, who did Gigadial and,
okay,
and stuff. And I guess he was also on the iPodder team. Should be a good time.
I didn't ask you the first question, which was your computer, because you answered that the first time you came on. So if people are interested in that, they can go back to our past shows, and show number 3 is with Reality Bitch Slap, and the interview's still up, and the audio quality is really horrible, like anybody's early shows are. So take a couple of aspirins and listen to the early interview. But I'll replace it with this question. What was your first album you ever bought?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. First album that I remember buying with my own money, and it was actually an album, was I think it was Michael Jackson's Thriller album. It had just come out, and I bought it. That's the one that pops in my head.
Mine was the Monkees' first album. I bought at a garage sale.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Another good first question for you I thought of was, what was the first concert you went to?
Ooh. The first one I remember, the first major concert I remember going to was the Beach Boys in Chicago. And I got to preface this because they were much older. Because Chicago and the Beach Boys could have been a lot of different time errors. And this was, I was like a junior high, and I went down and saw them play in the pouring rain, front row pouring rain outside in Manchester, New Hampshire. That's the first one I remember. It was a good show.
Now, let's get into your podcast.
Okay.
Let's start with Accident Hash, and then we'll lead from that into the whole Pod Safe and Pod Show.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about Accident Hash, how it came to be, and what people should expect to hear when they listen in.
Well, Accident Hash got started because I was itching to play music. We always played a song on Reality Bitch Slap Radio almost every show, and I was itching to play more music. So some people said, well, why don't you do a music show? So I said, all right, and started doing it, and then instantly became addicted to that. It was a tough decision to stop the other podcast, but I really wanted to put everything into Accident Hash, and I think I made the right choice. Accident Hash, I gear towards trying to play the best mix in pod-safe music. My music tastes run the gamut. I'll listen to pretty much anything, and I try to do that on Accident Hash, just play a little bit of everything. I definitely lean more towards the, you know, alternative rock, or like, I also really like the mellow acoustic stuff. I've been trying to play more and more, especially now. It's going to be a lot easier now that we've got resources to get at different genres of music a lot easier and know that they're pod safe. I think I'm going to be even doing a whole bunch more variety, which is a lot of fun, but that's what I gear for. And the only rules I have is, you know, besides being pod safe, I usually don't talk about timely information. Like I never put a date on the show. I try to focus more on the music because the hope is that people, like I heard someone the other day email me and say that they had gone back and listened to some other shows again. And that was kind of the goal, was that you could just pop it in and listen to it whenever you wanted to. And it wouldn't be completely, you know, tied to a date, because that could get old listening to more than once. But that's always something I've tried to do. I dated my shows once or twice, and I went, you know what? I don't want to do this. So I stopped doing it. That's what Hash is all about.
Now you've just launched the PodSafe Music Network. Now explain what that is.
PodSafe Music Network is the one-stop shop, I guess, for PodSafe Music. The goal is that an artist can come in and submit their music to one site. And by submitting, you know, they have a term of agreements that they have to sign off on that says, you know what, by uploading this song or however many songs they want, any podcaster has my permission to podcast this song. And the flip side, podcasters can come in and register, and they know that every single song and every single artist on this website, they don't have to get permission for, because it's already been granted. The biggest problem with doing a music podcast, or any podcast that you want to include music in legally, is just the back and forth email game, you know, educating the artist what a podcast is, getting the permission to play the music on the podcast. And it's a back and forth game. And likewise for the artists, you know, artists are starting to wake up and realizing podcasting is a great tool, and they're going out and contacting podcasters. So it's more time for them. So now we're just making it easy that you go, you register, whether you're an artist or a podcaster, and you hook up instantly. And it's been great watching all these podcasts podcasting. I've seen several of them already in the past few days that say, you know, we got all of our music from the PodSafe Music Network. And, you know, you don't have to get all your music from the PodSafe Music Network, but it's making things easier for people, which was the whole key.
Let's go through how you got involved with PodShow.
Okay.
Because, you know, like you said, you didn't start your music until January, so you weren't at the Blogger Con in November, right? And that, you know, I asked Mommy Cass when I had them on how they got involved with the whole Pod Show thing. And so how is it that you got involved with Pod Show?
It was really kind of out of the blue. I mean, I got an email one day from Adam that said, you know, hey, man, we need to talk. I got an opportunity for you. And we played Skype tag trying to hook up because of the time differences. And we finally hooked up, and he pitched me on the idea of doing some stuff and helping out on the music side with Pod Show. Wasn't necessarily joining Pod Show yet. It was just talking about some music ideas, which were still brewing, so I can't say them yet. But then all of a sudden one day they called me up and said, you know, listen, we want you to join Pod Show and be our music guy. And totally caught me out of left field, because I honestly wasn't ready for it. I was kind of shocked. We talked about it and talked about the PodSafe Music Network, you know, what they wanted to do. I don't think it was called that yet, but, you know, what the goal of it was. And we went back and forth because, you know, like a lot of people were worried about, oh, the corporate world's coming in. And I wanted to make sure that their hearts were in the right place and that it wasn't all about the money. I mean, no one's going to lie. It's about making money. I mean, that's what any successful business is about. But I really wanted to make sure that the artists were going to be taken care of and that, you know, no one was going to be screwed. I mean, the record labels do enough of that right now. And I wanted to make sure that, you know, we took care of people. And it just kind of, and then it happened in a whirlwind, and then it waited. And we waited for the announcement to come out. And it was the hardest thing. I mean, my podcast, I go back and listen to them now, and they make me cringe because I was so worried I was going to slip and say something. And so everything I was saying was very structured, and I was not flowing and relaxed. And it I don't know if other people saw it, but I definitely felt it because I was so worried I was going to call it, you know, Welcome to the Accident Hash Pod Show or something by accident. But it all worked out, and I didn't slip, and now here we are.
Have you met Ron Bloom?
I have not. I have not met Ron or Adam yet, face-to-face. Hopefully that's going to happen next month. We're trying to work it out.
At Gnome Deck, I met Adam. And I can tell people out there, Adam does not have horns and a pointy tail. He's a nice guy. I can't say that about Ron. I haven't met Ron. And I'm not part of Pod Show, and there's no affiliation here. I just happen to be friends with some people that are in Pod Show, and I love their podcasts.
Yeah, I haven't met him yet, and I told him, I said, you know, we really got to hook up. I'm hoping to touch base with him, just because it does feel weird that I'm doing business with people I have never met before in person. So I've talked to him plenty, so we'll see. And yeah, I haven't heard of any horns yet, so.
Okay.
And it seems to me, at least so far, the reaction to the music network going live has been very positive, which is great. I've been getting tons of feedback, you know, hey, why couldn't you add this? Why don't you do this? You know, suggestions. And we want that, because that's why we put it out purposely labeled a beta, was that so we could make mistakes and improvements and all that. And it's been great. Everyone's been sending in stuff. They're like, I'm sorry to post, you know, these questions. I'm like, no, please do. I mean, I'd rather people ask questions. It was funny. We still have we literally have an online list of enhancements we want to do. And it's one of those where we said, all right, what can we get done for launch and what must be done for launch? And then what is considered, you know, nice to haves. And the nice to have list is gigantic, and it's going to, I mean, it always is, because, you know, otherwise we don't want to grow stagnant, and we want to be right on the cutting edge of everything with this. So yeah, it's going to keep growing. Can I ask you a question? Can I flip the interview in?
Sure.
I mean, who are some podcasters that you would love to interview that you haven't yet?
First off, I'd like to get Madge on. Mm-hmm. I'd really like to get Madge on. And I have yet to approach Madge. So it's not that I've approached Madge and Madge has turned me down. I just haven't figured out if I'm good enough yet at editing to have Madge on and keep the show G-rated.
So, fair enough.
Yeah. So that's one. But number one, if you were to say, who would you like to have on, without a doubt, is Ronald Moore from Battlestar Galactica.
Nice.
I would like to get Ronald Moore on here, because out of all the people that are podcasting, because I, you know, that's one, I love that show, and I haven't been able to figure out how to get him on here. If you want to talk about true independent podcasters, people that started out as a podcaster, then I would say right now would be Madge.
Nice. Yeah, the Battlestar Galactica, I've never actually listened to, but the concept, I mean, I'm a filmmaker too, so from a concept side, I thought that was the most unique podcast I've heard. I thought that was a great, great idea, and I hope more people do that. I think it's a cool idea.
It's a great idea. It's a great execution on the idea, which is even more important. For it to work right, by the way, you got to record Battlestar Galactica and watch it first.
Oh, okay.
And then play the recording of Battlestar Galactica while you listen to the podcast. Don't try to listen to the podcast the first time you're watching the show, because you start zoning things out. It's like it's like watching a movie for the very first time that you bought at the store with the DVD with the editor's commentaries on. It's not meant to be that way.
No, exactly.
So watch it, record it, TiVo it, whatever, however you're doing it, on Friday night. And then Saturday, when you get up, put it back in, take the podcast, and then listen to it with it playing. That's what I do. It works wonders that way. And then the other one I just sent out an email for yesterday that I want to get on here, which is Phil Gordon from World Series of Poker.
Is that, I haven't listened to that podcast yet. I love poker, but I haven't checked. Oh, cool. I'll have to check
it out.
It's
really good. As a matter of fact, I mentioned it on my podcast that goes up, that just went up with Walt Mossberg. I mentioned in the beginning of that it is a good podcast. It really gives you some insight, and I'm hoping that I can finally learn how to get to a final table at a tournament, look one of these local tournaments, because my wife gives me a lot of grief when I go to these three-hour tournaments and I'm home in 25 minutes.
It's funny. I haven't been able to listen to as many podcasts lately, obviously, but that's one of the ones I really want to check out because I dig poker a lot, so I'll check it out now.
Literally this Saturday, my wife was on the phone with her mother. I left to go to the tournament. The place is 5 minutes away, but you have to get there half an hour early. I went, I played, I was out, I came home, my wife was still talking to her mother.
Oh, no.
And she starts laughing. When I walk in the door. When your wife laughs at you when you walk in the door, it's not.
Yeah, that's a bad sign.
Yeah. So she's, what happened? I go, three aces to a flush.
Ow.
Yeah. So I was all in. I was all in on three aces. And he, not only did he pull a flush on the river, four of the turn cards were hearts. So he had one, and he pulled. Well, anyway.
How can you not? Yeah. How could you not go all in, though, with three aces? I would have done the same thing.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't. You know, it wasn't a bad play. It was bad luck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's how I looked at that one.
Ouch.
One more thing, I guess, would be, why should podcasters register? I know, I understand why the musician should, but explain what the impetus is would be for a podcaster to go ahead and register up their podcast on the Podshow Network.
Well, the main thing for a podcaster is that they're going to get access to music without having to hunt around for it and get permission. That's the main thing. I mean, we're not trying to be another podcast directory. We're not trying to be, you know, an alternative to any of the directories. I mean, that's really the main thing. Eventually, what we're hoping is, one of the neat things is where podcasters can say, yep, I played this artist on this podcast. And thus, if you go to an artist page, it'll show the last five podcasts that played them. The hope is once listeners, you know, people who have no clue what a podcast is, come into this site and find an artist they like, they're going to go, oh, what's this podcast thing? And click over. So hopefully it'll get more listeners. That's really what it boils down to. If there's a, you know, who's the main user? The main user of this site is for the artist to make it easier for them. The main thing for podcasters is they get instant access to tons of free music for their podcast. It's cleared. That's really the big thing for them.
Today, what are you using hardware, software-wise, to put together your podcast?
My hardware setup is I'm using an MXL microphone and a Behringer mixer. And then I've got a PC-based computer, and then I'm using Cast Blaster for the software to record and upload the tracks. I still use Audacity to edit stuff when I need to edit, like edit a promo or edit, you know, a caller feedback or whatnot. But everything else, I'm just using Cast Blaster now.
One question I almost forgot, too, was where to locate your podcast and what's the URL for the pod show, PodSafe Music?
Okay, well, mine you can find me at accidenthash.com. The PodSafe Music Network you can find at podsafemusicnetwork.com or music.podshow.com. They both go to the same place. It's just a matter of whichever one you want to use, whichever one you can remember. And if you forget it, go over to accidenthash.com. I've got a banner on my website to get there.
6 months ago, I asked you at the end what advice you had for people. What have you learned in the last 6 months?
I've learned that this technology and this thing called podcasting is growing and evolving faster than any technology I've ever seen. I work in technology, and I've never seen anything grow like this. And to think what in 6 months, it'll be a little bit pre, but when I go out to the expo in November at the Portable Media Expo, I cannot wait to see where we're going to be at by then, because I know it's going to be even bigger than it is right now. We'll have more listeners. I think by then some of these corporate big media companies will have fallen out. We won't see all these morning radio shows doing podcasting because they'll realize that's not what podcasting was meant for. We'll have more video, I think, by then. I'm not sure when Apple's going to do their little video iPod, but you know it's coming. I think video is going to be a lot bigger medium addition to this. It's going to be really neat. I think we're going to see more people podcasting along the lines of maybe not as frequently as blogging is. I mean, blogging is a totally different medium, but, you know, more, I haven't really seen any, like, social not commentary or activism. That's what I was looking for. Social activism using podcasts. I haven't seen it yet, and it should be coming. I mean, it's got to be coming. I mean, like what Senator Edwards is doing is, you know, not activism, but that's what I'm talking about. You know, people getting their thoughts out and pulling people together. I mean, come next election, podcasting is going to be right there in the heart of it. And I can't wait.
Well, CC, thank you so much for coming back on the show.
Thanks for having me. Very happy to be here. I love your podcast.
Thank you. Well, folks, that concludes our interview with CC Chapman from the Accident Hash podcast. I recommend you check out his podcast at accidenthash.com and also check out the PodSafe Music website at music.podshow.com. If you're a podcaster and looking for independent music, this is a great place to find it. CC, thanks again for coming on the show. Look forward to having you on again sometime in the future. Our next guest coming up on Podcast 411 is going to be Trucker Tom. And at the end of today's podcast, we're going to play a promo from the SG Show. And you can hear 7-year-old Sam and his dad do that podcast. So stick around for that promo. And finally, I'd like to remind people that the Podcast Awards voting is going on till July 31st. And a couple other guests we've had on in the past that are nominated that I'd appreciate you voting for would be TheForce.net under the movie section. Under the mature section is Soccer Girl. And under technology, there's IT Conversations. Go ahead over to Podcast Awards and a vote for some of our previous guests. And while you're there, under the top rated, vote for Podcast 411. Well, that's going to do it for us today, folks. As always, I'm your host, Rob, reminding you to listen different with Podcast 411.
Hi, this is Sam of the SG Show. Each week, me and my dad, his name is Steve, talk about books, movies, fun places for families to go, and, well, life, really. You can hear our show and check out our website at sgshow.blogspot.com. Hope to talk to you soon. Bye!